Capital Insider sponsored by the Oklahoma State Medical Association. Physician members who devote more than 11 years of higher education and 10,000 clinical hours in study to provide care for all Oklahomans. More at okmed.org.
This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, on Thursday, President Donald Trump fired Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and named Oklahoma U.S. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to replace her. Mullen will serve as interim until confirmed by the Senate. What is the process for filling the vacant Senate seat?
Once Mullen formally resigns, Governor Kevin Stitt will have 30 days to appoint an interim U.S. Senator. Now, there are some requirements for who he appoints. They have to be registered in the same party as Mullen, a Republican, for the past 5 years, and they must sign a declaration saying they will not run for the office in this year's election. Mullen's Senate seat is up for election this year, so there will not be a special election, but it will be contested in this year's election cycle.
That Oklahoma law changed just a few years ago.
It did. Prior to 2021, the governor was free to appoint whomever they wanted, and at certain times, a special election would be held to elect someone to finish the remainder of the term. The 2021 legislation added the party requirements and the requirement that the person agree not to seek re-election to the seat. That bill, coincidentally, was authored by now Senate President Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton, who was serving his second term in the Senate at that time, and now House Speaker Kyle Hilbert, who was just beginning his third term. Paxton promoted the requirement that the person agree not to run for the office. He said that was to avoid giving someone the gift of incumbency and an advantage in the eventual election. Hilbert said the same party membership requirement was put in place to prevent an appointment from changing the balance of power in the U.S. Senate, which is often tight.
This is an election year, and the appointment of Mullen to the Homeland Security position may significantly affect the political landscape in Oklahoma today and into the future.
It really has that potential. Mullen won his U.S. Senate seat in a 2022 special election to fill the unexpired term of former U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe. 13 Republicans were in the primary to replace Mullen, and this could draw a similar field. If current office holders up for re-election this year, like members of Congress or state legislators, decide to run for the U.S. Senate seat, it could have a cascade effect, drawing others into races to fill those seats. And it could be that someone who already has announced a campaign for another office drops out of that race and enters the U.S. Senate race, opening the door for new candidates to jump into their original races. Or on the other hand, we could have someone establish themselves as the front runner rather quickly and scare off other candidates. It's all very uncertain, but we'll know in about a month. Candidate filing is April 1st through the 3rd.
It's going to be fascinating for sure. Thursday was deadline day in the Oklahoma legislature when bills and joint resolutions had to advance or essentially die. The session began with more than 5,000. What's the number now?
Lawmakers are left with around 1,500 bills and joint resolutions to consider. That was a big cut, but nearly 1,000 more likely will fall to the wayside by the time the legislature adjourns for the year.
Sean, of the bills that did not advance, are there any that stand out?
Governor Stitt called for the elimination of the Oklahoma Secondary School Activities Association, the OSAA, in his State of the State speech. Three bills that would have affected the organization were not heard. A fourth that would have established membership requirements for its board failed in the Senate Education Committee. But as we say all the time, nothing is ever dead in the legislature until the final gavel falls, and that appears to be true in this case. On Monday, House Speaker Kyle Hilbert filed a bill that creates the Oklahoma State Sports and Athletics Act of 2026, the OSSAA of 2026. The House Speaker and Senate President Pro Tem can file bills at any time, and their bills are not subject to legislative deadlines, like Thursday's committee deadline. I asked Hilbert on Thursday what his intention was with this bill. He said, "We'll see."
With the deadline passed, what's coming up next at the Capitol?
Lawmakers will be discussing and debating measures on the House and Senate floor for the next 3 weeks. The deadline for bills and joint resolutions to be heard on the floor of their chamber of origin, House bills in the House, Senate bills in the Senate, is March 26th, the week before candidate filing begins.
Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find video of Capital Insider segments on the KGOU YouTube channel. Audio and transcripts are at kgou.org. And look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.